Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we're covering Werewolf by Night. That's currently on Disney Plus. This is not a movie. It is not a series. It's a simple one-off that had me a little surprised there. Today I want to talk about the Buy Me a Coffee app or link that's on my link tree. If you go to Twitter or anything else that all my socials you follow me on, there's a link to the Buy Me a Coffee. This one, if you buy me one, make sure you write in there what movie or series that you want me to review, and I will use that donation to do that. Please don't make me watch a terrible movie. This is kind of my nightmare. I hate watching bad movies, but sometimes it just happens. But if you're sponsoring an episode, of course, I'll do whatever you think. So if you have a favorite one that I've missed so far, do the Buy Me a Coffee donation, and I will do that. But we have to get to the bad dad joke. Let's do it. We got to do a werewolf theme, right? Because of the series? Well, let's do this one. Why do werewolves howl at the moon? Because no one else is going to do it for him. That's terrible. That's terrible. This next one goes out to my brother-in-law, and it'll be funny here in a second. What did the werewolf eat after getting his teeth cleaned? The dentist. My brother-in-law is a dentist. That's pretty funny. Actually, I kind of like that one. So this one's Werewolf by Night. It's currently on Disney Plus. It's got a runtime of 53 minutes, and that's part of my issue with this one. Not terrible. The quick casting is Gael Garcia Bernal and Laura Donnelly, who I love. The rating is TV-14, which is really surprising given some of the content on this one. So 60 seconds on the clock for Werewolf by Night. I always want to say Werewolf by Midnight, but it's Werewolf by Night. What's it about? A group of monster hunters come together to see who is worthy of the infamous Bloodstone. Why to watch it? There's a number of surprising cameos in this one, and I loved it. And it really caught me off guard. The way this one's shot, it's all in black and white, but when they do use color, it's really meaningful. For it being a quick, limited production, it accomplishes a lot in a quick amount of time without feeling rushed. You don't even need the backstories of all the characters. You just get it along, and it doesn't feel forced or you're shortchanged at all. Why to skip it? It does have some horror aspects to it and some brutal moments to it. If you're not either one of those things, you want to skip this one. Almost to the point where it surprised me that it only got a TV-14 rating. And it's only 53 minutes and it leaves you wanting a little bit more, but it's still good. There's two characters in particular of this one I wish they would have dived more into, and maybe they'll do a one-off every year because this was good. Rating out of 10. I'm actually going to give this one a 7.5 out of 10 for Werewolf by Night. I really like this one, and I hope that Disney and other streamers takes notes and do these solo confined one-off stories again, because I thought it was really well done. So this is your 1 Minute Movie Review for Werewolf by Night. Come follow me at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, or email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget about the Buy Me Coffee app. Make me watch something terrible, and just don't make it terrible. Actually, more excited to see if somebody will take me up on this and what the movie is. Is it just going to be purposely terrible? Will they give me a good one? Will they give me something that I've never even heard of, or it's not on my radar and I'm going to love it? Obviously, you're going to be named as a sponsor of the episode if you do this. I can't wait to try it. Thanks for listening. Please share me with a friend. It's the only way to truly grow the podcast, and I really appreciate it. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we become monster hunters that is looking for something wicked, but all we find is a wicked good time. Yeah, that's the stuff. That's the good stuff right there.